At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I never thought I'd be here behind this mic sharing the most personal fight of my life. Not in a courtroom, not on the street, but right here with you. This isn't just about cannabis. It's about justice. About what it means to be accused when you've done everything right. It's about how the law treats veterans. It's about what happens when the system tries to make you a number and you refuse to be counted that way. In episode 3 of Little Did I Know, Charged But Not Convicted, I open up about the real weight behind those four words, charged but not convicted. I'll take you through the pressure, the fear, the anger, and the quiet resolve that comes when you decide enough is enough. Join me, Christopher and Angela, as we go deeper into my story. This isn't just a podcast, it's a stand.
Welcome to Little Did I Know, the podcast where we explore the untold stories of resilience, revelation, and the road to self. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Angela. Today, we begin a new chapter, one that dives into the complexities of law, trauma, and medical cannabis through the lens of personal experience.
This isn't just any story. This is David Little's ongoing legal journey. It's raw, real, and still unfolding.
Thanks, both of you. I thought long and hard about sharing this. What happened to me, and what's still happening, is something I believe others need to hear. Especially veterans, cannabis patients, and anyone caught between the cracks of law and health. It all started on March 2nd, 2025. I had just vacated my apartment in Sierra Vista after being cited for playing music too loud. I moved my belongings to storage and headed to the Benson KOA campground just to regroup and wait for a court date that was originally set for March 6.
So you were living out of a tent temporarily?
That's right, just a week or so. That evening, by the campfire, I smoked the last of my medical cannabis flower. I have a legal prescription. That was my medicine to manage trauma, anxiety, and chronic pain. After that night, I didn't use again. I went to bed. No drinking, no pills, just tried to get some sleep before a big week. March 6th arrives. I drive back into town for my court appearance. On the way, I stop at a Trulieve dispensary, a legal stop, and pick up a 2-week supply. Sealed bag, receipt stapled to the top. Never opened it. I arrive at court, but something's wrong. My name's not on the docket. Turns out my date was rescheduled, March 20th. Confusion with custody status. I'm told, you're good to go.
So you weren't even required to be there that day.
Exactly. But I went in good faith. After that, I started heading back toward the KOA on State Route 90. And then it happened.
The crash?
Yeah. Construction on the left, Border Patrol vehicles on the right. I'm going around 65 in the fast lane, trying to shift over. As I look over my shoulder to check the blind spot and start moving lanes, bam, collision, airbag, Impact. Smoke.
What did you hit?
I didn't know at first. I thought it might have been debris. But when I stepped out, there was a white pickup truck stopped. The driver just standing there. No brake lights, no signal.
I was stunned,
bleeding slightly but conscious. The car was a wreck. EMTs arrive, a state trooper shows up. I'm in the ambulance getting checked for chest pain. They tell me it could be a cracked rib from the airbag. I tell the officer what I saw. That I never saw brake lights or any indication the truck was stopped.
At this point, were there any signs that this would turn into more than a traffic accident?
Not yet. But when I got to the ER, everything changed. The chest x-ray came back okay. I started to relax. Then the officer came into the room. He said they found a sealed bag of cannabis in the car. Next thing I know, he's asking me if I'm impaired, telling me I looked like someone under the influence. That's when I knew this wasn't just about the crash.
So he hadn't interacted with you at the scene?
Nope. First time was in the hospital. I immediately requested a lawyer. I wasn't impaired. But I knew better than to try and convince him without legal counsel. He left, but I overheard him say,
"Well, he asked for a lawyer." Tone was telling.
When he came back, he had a warrant. They were going to draw blood. No choice. I warned them. I'm a tough stick. They tried my left arm for over 2 minutes. No success. Moved to my right hand. Same struggle.
That's traumatic, especially in that state.
It was. The phlebotomist even made a comment like, "You shouldn't have been smoking weed." Not professional. Not neutral.
And yet, you hadn't smoked since March 2nd. It was now the 6th.
Exactly. 4 days. The cannabis was sealed. But in Arizona, presence of THC in your blood can be enough. Even if you're not impaired. Even if it's just metabolites, the leftovers that don't affect your ability to drive.
David, I know this is personal, but you've spoken about the ways PTSD and other conditions influence your reactions to stress. Do you think that played into how this unfolded?
Absolutely. I've had essential tremors for years and a lazy eye. Strabismus. In high stress situations, both are worse. A field sobriety test in that moment would have misread me completely.
That's a crucial point. You weren't tested at the scene. You weren't erratic, no slurred speech, just injured and cooperative. Until you requested a lawyer.
That's it. And now I'm facing 2 misdemeanor DUI charges. Not because I was impaired, but because I once used legal medicine.
Supportive. This is just the beginning of your legal fight, but sharing this first chapter is brave and powerful.
Next time, we'll explore what the law actually says about impairment, cannabis, and your rights as a medical patient and a veteran.
I appreciate that. This story's not just mine. It's happening to others too, quietly, unfairly, and I'm going to fight it.
Thanks for joining us for Little Did I Know. This series, Charged But Not Convicted, continues next week.
If you or someone you love is a medical cannabis patient or a veteran facing legal challenges, stay tuned. Knowledge is power. And so is solidarity.
Thank you for joining us on Little Did I Know, where we uncover the untold stories of resilience, revelation, and the road to self. In this episode, we explored the intricate intersection of law, trauma, and medical cannabis through the personal journey of David Little.
David's story began on a quiet night, leading to an unexpected crash and a legal battle he never anticipated. Despite having a legal prescription for cannabis to manage his trauma, anxiety, and chronic pain, David found himself under investigation for DUI after a sealed bag of cannabis was discovered in his car. His experience highlights the challenges faced by medical cannabis users, especially veterans, and the systemic contradictions they encounter.
As we wrap up this episode, we want to leave our listeners with a cautionary tale. The laws surrounding cannabis and DUI can be complex and often contradictory. Even if you are a registered medical cannabis user,
the presence of THC in your blood can lead to legal challenges, regardless of impairment. It's crucial to understand your rights and the laws in your state to protect yourself from potential legal issues.
If you or someone you know is a medical cannabis patient or a veteran facing legal challenges, seek legal counsel and support. Knowledge is power, and so is solidarity. Stay strong, stay smart, and stay free.
Thank you for tuning in to Little Did I Know. Until next time, take care and stay informed.